We will now study the characters Q as in queen and Y as in yoke. Listen carefully to the sound of each. This is queen. This is yoke. Listen carefully to the sound of each. Q as in queen. And Y as in yoke. We will now send queen and yoke three times each. Copy the characters down each time you hear the sound. Do not anticipate the next character, even though you know what it is. Now everybody copy. This will be queen sent three times. Ready? Copy. Now, this is yoke sent three times. Everybody copy. All right. Now, using Q as in queen and Y as in yoke, we will send these characters, and after a slight pause following the sending of each character, we will give you the correct answer as to what you should have written. Again, concentrate on the sound, and copy each time. Try to copy before the answer is given. Never copy the character after the answer is given. Ready? Copy. That was yoke. That was yoke. That was queen. That was queen. That was queen. That was yoke. That was yoke. That was yoke. That was queen. That was queen. That was yoke. That was queen. That was yoke. That was yoke. That was queen. And that was yoke. Now, using the characters Q as in queen and Y as in yoke, we will send a group. The answers will be given at the end of the group. Ready? Everyone, please copy. Those characters were queen, yoke, queen, yoke, queen, and yoke. Now another group containing the characters Q queen and yoke, the answers will be given at the end of the group. Everyone, please copy. Those characters were yoke, 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 queen, queen, and queen. Now let's have a review of all the characters we have studied so far. And in this review, we will send a character, and then after a slight pause, the answer will be given. Ready? Everyone, copy. That was queen. That was yoke. That was zebra. That was zebra. That was X-ray. That was X-ray. That was slant sign. That was jig. That was queen. That was jig. That was baker. That was baker. That was dog. That was baker. That was dog. That was uncle. That was Victor. That was zebra. That was zebra. That was X-ray. That was queen. That was queen. That was yoke. That was Peter. And that was Charlie. We will continue instruction in the International Morse Code following station identification. Now we will send a group of characters using all the characters we have studied up to now, and the answers will be given at the end of the group rather than following the sending of each character. Ready? Everyone, copy. Remember, if you miss a character, leave a blank space and listen for the next one. The blank space so that you can correct your copy. Okay, here we go. Everybody copy. That's the end of the group, but before we give you the answers, we will send that group again. Do not copy it again. Merely watch your copy and correct your errors or verify what you have copied. Now just look at your copy and listen. The same group repeated. Those characters were Abel, Roger, Dog, Charlie, Queen, Yoke, and Queen. Now another group with the answers at the end of the group, covering all the characters we have studied so far. Ready? Copy. That's the end of the group, and again we will repeat those characters. Just watch your copy. Here's the same group sent once more. Those characters were Peter, Charlie, Fox, Love, Oboe, Queen, Howe, and Yoke. Now here's another group sent in the same manner. The answers will be given at the end of the group. Everyone, please copy. Now again, before we give you the correct answers, we will send that group again. Just watch your copy and concentrate on the sound. Those characters were Nan, Uncle, Peter, Slant Sign, Charlie, Love, Queen, Yoke, and Yoke. Well, how are you doing out there? All correct? Well, good for you. Do you realize we are now studying the final two characters given in this course? This is not the end of the instruction, however. So stay with us. You are closer than you think to that amateur operator license. Well, now we think it's time for another look, watch, and listen exercise. You remember what that is, don't you? Of course you do. Copy these characters on your paper. Queen, Yoke, Slant Sign, X-Ray, Love, Fox, George, William, Abel, Dog, Mike, Oboe, Peter, Charlie, Uncle. You should have on your paper then Queen, Yoke, Slant Sign, X-Ray, Love, Fox, George, William, Abel, Dog, Mike, Oboe, Peter, Charlie, and Uncle. Now just watch your copy. Concentrate on the sound of each character as we will now send each character of that group. Everybody, look, watch, and listen. Here we go. There you have it. Now this time we're going to repeat that, except we will send it in reverse order. And again, we call to your attention that since you know what the character is coming up, kind of anticipate in your own mind the sound of it and see if we send it correctly. So beginning from the end to the beginning now, that same group. Look, watch, and listen. Okay, now, I think it's about time that we should send a sentence containing all of the characters we have studied, or at least some of them. Now, copy this sentence. Don't try to make words out of it, because each character will be copied in succession without spacing the words, because we may deliberately misspell a word. Who knows? All right. Everybody copy the following characters. The answers will be given at the end of the group. Those characters were Victor, 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 Tear, How, Easy, Fox, Item, Nan, Able, Love, Tear, William, Oboe, Charlie, How, Able, Roger, Able, Charlie, Tear, Easy, Roger, Sugar, period. So there's a sentence, actually. Starts out with three V's, Victor, Victor, Victor. The sentence is, the final two characters, period. This is amateur radio station. All right, now to continue with the instruction. Now using all 31 characters we have studied. We will send a character, and after a slight pause, we will give you the answer each time. Try to copy the character before the answer is given, and never copy the character after the answer is given. In each instance, we will repeat each character. After you listen to it two times, then copy it down. If you miss a character, forget about it and listen for the next one. Ready? Here we go. Repeating each character, and after a pause, we will give you the answer each time. Ready? Copy. That was Tear. That was Mike. That was oboe. That was zero. That was easy. That was item. That was sugar. That was how. That was five. That was period. That was yolk. That was queen. That was yolk. That was queen. That was zebra. That was X-ray. That was slant sign. That was Victor. That was uncle. That was king. That was jig. That was baker. That was dog. That was love. That was fox. That was the number one. That was George. That was love. That was fox. That was William. That was Peter. That was Peter. That was Charlie. That was Uncle. That was Nan. That was dog. And that was oboe. We will continue instruction in the rudiments of the International Morse Code. Following station identification. Please stand by. Now we will send some words covering all of the characters we have studied. The answers will be given following each word. Ready? Everyone copy. That word was George, oboe, oboe, dog. Good. Next word, everybody copy. That word was Love Uncle Charlie King. L-U-C-K, luck. Now the next word, everybody copy? That word was sugar, tear, uncle, dog, easy, nan, tear, sugar. S-T-U-D-E-N-T-S, students. Let's continue now with the next word. Everybody copy. That word was Charlie, oboe, nan, tear, item, nan, uncle, and easy. Continue. Next word, everybody copy. That word was oboe, Peter, easy, Roger, able, tear, oboe, and Roger. In our next session, we will continue with a review of all the characters we have studied.